We buy ugly houses. Have you seen that sign in your neighborhood? Well, the company behind it is Homevestors of America. And the investigative journalists at ProPublica have a new story on its tactics, that it reportedly targets homeowners in distress and pays below market prices in order to flip houses. One reporter on the story is Anjanette Damon. Anjanette, welcome here and now.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this line really struck me as I was reading it. It's a quote from one of the Homevestors franchise owners talking about training. You are always lying to potential home sellers. That is what we were trained. Talk to me a little bit more about that. You have an example that goes to these allegations of misleading home sellers?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say at the start that Homevestors says lying is against their culture and they don't, it's not an acceptable behavior, is what their corporate spokesperson told us when we sent our reporting to them. But we found multiple examples, actually, of franchise owners who would go in and trying to get the sale of the house, either bending the truth or outright lying. There was one franchise in Southern California who approached three elderly people. One woman who was facing code violations, he told her that the city would come and steal her house, take her house, take all of her belongings. But if she sold to him, then at least she would have some money and he would take care of her stuff. Another older gentleman thought that he was signing a loan modification to avoid foreclosure. And then other people that they tried to do business with, we found had documented dementia and clearly couldn't negotiate a contract like this.
Is there evidence in your reporting that this has been pervasive, you know, that some of these tactics are widespread in their training documents or other evidence?
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about our reporting. We spent about a year looking into this company. We talked to nearly 50 former franchise owners. We talked to dozens of people who had done business with the company in terms of trying to sell a house. We obtained internal training material, handbooks, their system and standards. We researched property documentations, found lots of public records on some of these real estate deals that they've done, and a lot of court records. There are a lot of lawsuits out there. So while the company will say ProPublica wrote about a handful of examples and they're just a tiny fraction of the overall sales that we've done, you see in talking to the formers, looking at the culture, looking at the training manuals, that there are certain practices that are taught that these franchises rely on when they go to try and buy houses. You know, we did talk to other franchises who said, look, we let people out of deals. I can't force anyone to sell a home. They tried to approach this very ethically. And in some cases, we did talk to sellers who were happy with their experience. They needed some money fast, or, you know, they needed to get out from under a house quickly, and the process worked for them. Others weren't so lucky.
Well, let me back up and ask you to talk a little bit about Homevestors and how it works. It portrays itself as the largest home investing company in the country. What did you learn about how local franchisees work? How do they find, target certain neighborhoods or houses to find people who might be willing to sell?
They run a massive advertising apparatus, for one thing. Their franchises are required to spend an awful lot of money on advertising. Some of them will spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a year. And they're strategic about how they target their advertising. They say that they target individual homes, but they also market towards people at certain life situations. If you've lost a loved one, if your parents or you are moving into a nursing home, if your home is in the area of a hurricane or a wildfire, they'll be advertising around you. They also teach their franchises to look for signs of desperation at homes, water shutoff notices or piles of belonging on the curb that kind of indicate an eviction might be happening. And so they're looking, they advertise, you hear that we buy ugly houses. They're also looking for what they call ugly situations. And there's a line in their manual that says, find the pain. And if you find the seller's pain, the homeowner's pain, you have a more likely chance of buying that house because you are able to present yourself as the solution to that pain.
In the course of your reporting, I gather you obtained audio of a meeting of homevestors as you were questioning the company about their practices. What did the audio reveal about what they were thinking on the inside as your story was about to be published?
Yeah, this was a pretty rare chance to listen to a company strategize around its reaction to an investigative story that was coming out against it. It was a call between Homevestor's corporate leadership and their franchise owners, in which they pretty much warned, hey, there's going to be this story that's coming out. It's not going to be pretty, I think may have been the quote from Homevestor's CEO. And they said their number one goal was to try and bury it.
When this article comes out, I want to encourage you, please don't click on it. We will go post the article on the internet. We'll post other articles where they've been printed so you can see them. But if you click on it, you will drive the bear up on the SEO.
But I think what was more interesting to me was that they said that this reporting, they actually praised the reporting, said it was really comprehensive. And, you know, David Hicks, the CEO, concluded that this reporting will make them a better company, that they have already prohibited practices that we identified that were described as predatory by the experts we spoke to in terms of trapping people into the deal if they wanted to back out of the sale. And so that, you know, that was good to hear.
We have been talking to ProPublica's Anjanette Damon. She co-reported a story on the business practices of Homevestors of America. Anjanette, thanks much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.